Aside from security concerns, Afghanistan's new government has plenty of other jobs to keep it busy. Somewhere on that long list, rebuilding everything from airports to zoos, comes the nation's banking system. Looted by the Taliban and lacking the most basic technology, the central bank has nonetheless reopened its doors. But as NPR's John Burnett reports from Kabul, no one seems to know what to do next.
A lone typist works on a transfer slip inside the cave-like lobby of the Central Bank of Afghanistan as dozens of bank employees sip green tea and stare politely into space. Meanwhile, Wali Mohammed waits nearby, his eyebrows furrowed beneath his white turban. He's come here to try and withdraw money from the savings account of his textile company in order to pay its desperate employees.
For 1 week, I've been running around in the Ministry of Finance. We had to carry the papers from one department to another. Now I have managed to get to the central bank. We know the checks are here. We don't know whether we'll be paid today or not, but we know they're here in this office.
Which may not, in the end, be such good news. This is a bank with only a handful of computers and working telephones. It makes no wire transfers and cashes no checks, with dusty records filed in dark closets. A single withdrawal or deposit requires an entire day to transact. The mission of rehabilitating, indeed reinventing, Afghanistan's central bank has been assigned to a cordial man in aviator glasses who receives visitors in an office filled with artificial flowers and green easy chairs.
Good morning, dear Afghanistan Bank. How may I help you? Hello? Hello?
The country's chief banker and head of monetary policy is Abdul Fitrat, 38 years old, an economist with a master's degree from Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. In Afghanistan, the central bank serves as both the Federal Reserve and a normal commercial bank. When Fitrat returned 2 months ago from a five-year exile in the States to take over the bank, he found...
nothing. An empty, completely empty treasury. Nothing. Only just 100 denominations notes which were worthless and nobody is ready to take them. They took whatever they could carry.
He says when the Taliban fled in November, they hauled off the equivalent of $8 million in Pakistani rupees, dollars, and the national currency, Afghanis. Today, while Afghanistan still has some reserves in foreign banks, day-to-day expenses are covered by a grant from the United Nations Development Bank. For Fitrat, the work ahead is nearly overwhelming. He must hire a skilled staff, buy modern equipment, and even standardize the national currency. Currently, the country is awash in Afghanis printed by an Uzbek warlord, General Rashid Dostum. They're Afghanistan's version of Confederate dollars. There's talk of dollarizing the economy, yet no one but economists seems to like the idea. Everyone does agree, however, that the Afghani must be reformed. The largest bill, 10,000 Afghanis, is worth about 35 cents. And that raises the sticky question, what to put on the new Afghani note?
Of course, nobody's picture will be there because it is very controversial and we have no nationally recognized leader. So some pictures of monuments, buildings, historical sites. We will try to put something which is agreeable to everybody.
A nearby branch of the central bank stands as a testament to a decade of neglect and urban warfare. Plastic sheets cover windows shattered by rockets. Customers duck through a doorway hung with a woolen blanket. Inside, a dozen men hunch over ledger books, while the chief money counter sits at a rickety table processing stacks of bills with amazing speed. The general treasurer of this branch, a proud, portly man named Abdurrahman, points to a pile of bulging flour sacks in the corner.
We suggested many times to the central bank to make cupboards for us so that we keep all these records in them, but they didn't pay any attention, and now we are keeping all these records of the customers and these sacks, as you can see, and they are lying on the floor.
Every Afghan city, of course, already has a vigorous currency system. In this cash-only economy, people who want to exchange money don't go to a bank. They come to the money-changing bazaars. Men in turbans with easy smiles sell 6-inch bricks of tightly bound Afghanis. The value of the currency rises and falls all day, following rumors of wars, assassinations, and other calamities. In fact, during a short visit with money changer Abdul Wali, he announces through an interpreter,
"Just the rate changed in 1 minute in this market.
We will change your money, 36,200.
At that rate, changing $28 into Afghanis can make one feel momentarily wealthy.
So I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, now you're a millionaire.
Afghanistan, you're a millionaire.
You are a millionaire, but in Afghanistan.
John Burnett, NPR News, Kabul.